This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO, where support comes from listeners like you and Clay and Stan. Clay and Stan is a full-service ad agency specializing in branding, design, advertising, and web for small business. More information is available at clayandstan.com or by calling 937-623-1824. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock, and I am really excited to welcome our guests for the evening into the studio. I've been hearing their name floating around for quite a bit, and I'm very happy that they're here in the studio to play some tunes for us and that we're going to get to know them better. We'll be chatting with them, but first, let's hear some live music from Terrapin Moon.
Sun is shining, birds are winging, or rain is falling from a heavy sky. What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? Oh, this is all a dream we dream on afternoon long ago. Out of any doorway, feel your way like the day before. Maybe you'll find direction around some corner where it's been waiting to meet you. What do you want me to watch for you while you're sleeping? Then please don't be surprised when you find me dreaming too.
Like a ball for a plane.
box of rain. I don't know who put it there. Believe it if you need it, or leave it if you dare. And it's just a box of rain for a ribbon for your hair. Such a long, long time to be gone, and a short time to be there.
Give it just a minute now. Watch it blow away.
Terrapin Moon live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to be back to chat with the band and hear some more live tunes. Stick around. Lots more to come here on WISO.
We are excited that the LA-based all-female band Warpaint has a new album. Just their second, these women have taken their time and made a wonderful rock album. I'm David Dye. They're here to play live. It is Warpaint on the Next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after Excursions, right here on WISO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I am joined by the members of Terrapin Moon. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Juliet.
Very happy to have you all here. Now, I've been hearing your name around the Dayton music scene for quite a bit. Tell me a little bit about how this group came together.
Well, about 6, maybe 7 years ago now, I got with some people to play Grateful Dead music because I like playing it, and I played drums for a long time. Wanted to play guitar. I was sick of the drums. So I got with some guys. We started doing Grateful Dead tunes. Those guys kind of went by the wayside pretty quick, but Steve joined almost immediately, the drummer. And then we came across Bill within a month or two.
Yeah, by 2008 I was on board.
Yeah, within a few months of our first gig, I think we ran across Bill.
A little bit later. It was a Skeleton Crew. We did a show with Skeleton Crew at Canal Street Tavern.
Yeah. I'll say you stole them away.
But by 2008, I was on board.
He came willingly.
And then we went through a few other members in the way of guitar and bass, but ended up with Butch and Perry, who we have now. I didn't mean that in a negative way. I did not mean that in a negative way. Okay. Yeah, we're stuck with Butch and Perry.
Yeah.
So that's how it all came about. But, you know, we enjoy the music, so we're here.
Now, for all of you guys, did y'all come up listening to the Grateful Dead, or was it something that you found later in life, or you know, as you started, you know, jamming with different musicians? How did you all relate to the music as you were coming together to play the music of the Dead?
Well, by the time we got together, we had all been addicted. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I'm sure. But I got into it in 88, so I definitely did not listen to it before that. The other guys can speak for themselves.
Well, for me, it was 93 when I first got to see the Grateful Dead live, and by that point, I had been playing a little bit of it in a couple of different bands in college, but once I first saw the Grateful Dead in 93, from that point forward, the Grateful Dead became an important part of the repertoire of each of the different bands that I was playing with.
Yeah. My first show was in 91, and I guess it was He's Gone that really caught me up at Buckeye Lake, and after that, like about a dozen times a year, I saw him up until Jerry passed away.
Mm-hmm. I heard Casey Jones and Truckin', and you know, as a teenager, and thought, yeah, that's okay. But as a senior, I was in a record store in Columbus and heard Terrapin Station on the record player to record shop in Columbus, and just slowly wandered to the front to figure out what the heck this was. And then I got Working Man's Dead, and then a show from 68. It's like these guys do so many things. I just sort of fell in. Didn't see them first until 86, but I got to go to about 45 shows.
I saw them in 92, and I enjoyed playing music before I saw the Dead, but not quite as much as I did after. It just opened up a new realm of different possibilities. Mm-hmm. A lot of different types of music go into the scene, so it's been a lot of fun.
When you're taking someone else's music as, you know, sort of the jumping off point for what you're doing, how do you both respect the influence and where it's coming from and what it's meant to you, and at the same time make it your own as musicians and make it, you know, something special for your audiences?
Well, fortunately, it's Grateful Dead music, so, you know, it's pretty
open to interpretation.
Loose. You know, yeah, you can do a lot of different things.
Well, and I'm sorry, and because they were playing some of these songs for 20 or 30 years, there were those songs kind of evolved to the extent that it kind of it opens them up for interpretation a little bit. That there's certain And especially as a keyboard player, where the first keyboard player or one of the keyboard players might have been playing piano, one might have been playing organ, so it lends itself to a little bit of interpretation. Some of those
first one
versions.
Sang, second one didn't.
Sure.
I think it is something we do still put a lot of thought into and struggle with at times, trying to keep the authenticity. And as a tribute band, we want to do it justice, but we also want to put our own into it a little bit, so it's a balance, fine line.
Definitely a struggle here and there.
As far as, the sort of jam aspect of it, I often ask bands that, either consider themselves, part of the jam scene or, take the sort of freeform jam direction in their live performances. How much trust do you feel you have to have with your fellow players, or how in sync do y'all feel you have to be able to, go out on a limb and let this guy do his thing and let that guy do his thing and yet still be a cohesive band? Did that take a long time to develop as you guys were getting together?
I think we're still developing.
Yeah, it's always a work in progress.
But that's the one thing we're better at, though.
Yeah, I would say for us that was the easy part. Yeah. Doing things that require, doing it a certain way or getting a certain sound, doing things that are more of a
structure.
Structural are the difficulty. Going on the fly is no problem.
As long as you listen
just jamming
to
out
that's right.
is listening. No problem.
Yeah, you just got to listen to other people and respond to what they
do. And we got years right. ahead of us to really learn how to do it in a seriously deep mm-hmm. way, but
listening,
those jams that we have are the sweetest part of the music
that's
we
right.
do.
And for those, listening to each other is so crucial. We play off each other, and it's a musical conversation. And I think the best metaphor is that we're all, fingers on a hand, just like the Grateful Dead cover, the album of the cover of Anthem for the Sun, where the multi-headed Hydra, where each of us are just kind of one finger on that, or one head on that multi-headed Hydra, that we each get to contribute our own little bit to the mix, but it's overall the sum is greater than the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. The synergy.
And yes, listening to each other is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. I think of a lot of the songs as sort of like they're classic songs, but you can sort of treat them as jazz songs and play the head and then just go off and then you come back just like in that tradition.
Sure. Right.
I was actually going to ask about, the sort of jazz aspect to it, both, in a musical, in a straight up musical influence sense, but in a stylistic sense. Are any of you guys, do you have any jazz background or?
Not aside from very little. I spent maybe a year driving a guy back to Dayton after we rehearsed in another band.
And he was a jazz guy?
And coming back, the only thing, the only thing on the radio was WMUB from Miami, and they played, it was like 2:00 in the morning, and they played jazz, like swing music.
Mm-hmm.
I did realize then that the Dead had a relationship to
that kind of thing. Sure.
That's when it kind of first hit me. But other than that, just listening to jazz is all I've ever done.
That's the only experience I had in playing Grateful Dead music before I joined the band, too, so it works.
I listened to a lot of jazz, Miles Davis and John Coltrane and some of the newer stuff, but it's hard to I wouldn't consider myself a jazz musician by any stretch. I would endeavor to be one, though.
Yeah, how do you make a guitar player shut up? You put sheet music in front of
them. That's never going to happen.
We're all kind
in this
of in
band.
That category.
Right. Either jazz fake
the sheet music or us shutting up?
No, the sheet music. I got my cheat sheet. That's as far as it goes.
I know you guys really pride yourselves on, the sort of making a show that has the unexpected for the audience and even though people are coming to hear the music of the Dead, not being predictable. How much are you planning things out in advance of a show, and how much are you just sort of relying on the vibe of the crowd and the vibe of that moment to sort of figure out, this jam is going to happen or that jam is going to happen? Is there a lot of planning from show to show to keep things different, or do you just find that those things happen in the moment?
Oddly enough, we've started planning in the last 4 or 5 months. We started, picking songs maybe a week or two ahead of a gig.
And that's so that we
and
know
rehearsing
them.
And then from
better.
That, we make a set list like right before the show most of the time.
And then most of the time,
and
we
half
don't stick
the time,
with it.
Nothing we had rehearsed is on there.
Yeah, it's just something to do.
And we always take requests too. So invariably, we end up sometimes playing something that we might not have rehearsed that recently, but if we know it well enough, that we'll play. And
or if it's late enough in the night.
Yeah,
we
that too.
We have a pretty extensive song list, so you know, if you don't go through the ones you haven't messed with for a while, you don't know what the heck's going on next time around, you know. So we try to pick on things we haven't done in a while, get them in the rotation. It don't always work that way, for sure.
Yeah, we try not to do like Sugar Mag every night or anything like that.
Yeah,
right.
It's definitely
mix it up.
A mix of about 140
we have songs,
songs
that we might do once a year.
Right, right.
Werewolves of London and Halloween.
Yeah, sure. Nice. What is 2014 looking like for you guys? Are you gonna try to be, you know, hitting some of the festivals this summer,
yeah,
or just gigging around town, or what's the new year looking like?
We generally do about half a dozen fests a year, I'd say, more if possible. And during the summer, we tend to stay away from the clubs a little bit more because, you know, that's competition for festivals, but we want to get busier this year than we have been, by far. We got some things coming up this Saturday. As a matter of fact, we're doing a show in Columbus at Ruby Tuesday after the DSO show. We've preyed on Darkstar. So when Darkstar's in the area, we try to find a place to do a show after their show.
Continue the party.
And it works well.
It's
yeah,
kind of
it's called the after party, you know, the DSO after party. We do have a few club gigs coming up, but it's time to start thinking about festivals. It gets earlier every year, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be March you could start worrying about festivals. Now it's last December, and I've missed the boat on some of them. So, you know.
Got that one
there's still
in St. Louis.
I was going to say, there's still plenty
yeah.
of great shows to look forward to. Yeah, there's a show that we play every year in Rolla, Missouri, for St. Patrick's Day, that it's like the fourth year that we've played it, and it's like the largest St. Patrick's Day party in Missouri, in the state of Missouri. So they have us to play that every year, and we get to spread our wings a little bit, get outside the Ohio state line sometimes, occasionally to Indiana or Pennsylvania or West Virginia now and then.
Yeah, we get around a little. Yeah.
Playing both club gigs and festival gigs, What's the difference as musicians, or is there a difference in the way you're approaching, you know, something that might be in a club where the audience is really close, or a big outdoor festival where you're in the open air, but, you know, maybe the audience is farther back? Do you consider those things when you're sort of planning out, you know, your set or the way you're going to tackle a gig?
For us, not as much. It's mostly the length of the set that we... We'll change things around due to the length, but not so much the atmosphere. You know, we're just basically trying to put a good set together with the right dynamics, and that's the most important thing.
And in a club gig, you usually need, you know, 2 to 3 hours worth of music. Festivals, we get a little bummed because we get an hour and a half, and we're just getting warmed up. You know, we want
or
two
a half
and a half
hour,
hour
or
yeah.
an hour.
So that 45-minute dark star is not going to happen.
There's not many festivals that we can get more than 90 minutes of a set. The ones we get 2 hours for, we like that.
That's right.
But,
nice.
Yeah, the planning is usually in the length of the set, I think.
Right. And sometimes what we try to do is condense the material with the material that we know is to condense it into a quasi-Grateful Dead experience so that the first – say half hour to 40 minutes of our set might be similar to what a first set of a Grateful Dead show would be like. Although rarely do we play exact Grateful Dead shows, but we, in some ways we like to kind of emulate what that first set experience would have been like. Then you get to the second set and you have longer, jammier songs with transitions in the middle. And so we try to kind of condense that into however much time we have.
Then an upbeat Bobby song to wake everybody up so they can drive home.
Sure. Right.
That's important, too. Got to get that in there. If people want to keep tabs on what you're doing and especially, you know, what festivals you're going to be hitting up and all that stuff, where's the best place for them to connect with you online?
TerrapinMoon.net. We have a complete schedule and other information that's probably mostly useless to everybody, but
set list some video and audio. Yeah,
we're pretty active on Facebook.
Yeah, we have Facebook things and a lot of YouTube.
We're on the book of faces.
Facebook.com/TerrapinMoon and, of course, www.terrapinmoon.net.
That's always got the complete schedule on it.
Excellent. Well, we'll get links up to those sites on our Facebook, our facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We'll get those up here in just a moment. Guys,
excellent.
You about ready for some more live ones?
Surely.
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break and come back for more live music with Terrapin Moon here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Stick around. We'll be back with Terrapin Moon here in just a moment on WYSO.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
In a world where music has no boundaries, one radio station, one DJ will risk everything to return Dayton back to the land of funk. Go behind the groove with your host,
Radio Basim.
Get behind the groove after Around the Fringe Friday nights on WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and we've been getting to know Terrapin Moon. They're going to play some more live tunes from us from the WYSO Performance Studio.
Lazy summer home. Ain't got time to call you, so the critic knows. Right outside the lazy gate of winter summer home. Wondering where the dark batch winter. With clay. that was silent all burst in bloom and decay. Night comes so quiet, it's close on the heels of the day. Wake up to find out that you are the eyes of the world. Its beaches, its homeland, and thoughts of its own. Wait, now discover that you are the song that the morning brings. Heart has its seasons, its evenings, and songs of its own. Thank you.
guitar. In the end, there's just a song.
Nothing. Spinning, spinning free, dizzy with eternity, painted with a skin of sky, broken from cloud to sea, call it home for you and me. Peaceful place, so it looks from space, closer look reveals a human race, full of hope, full of grace is a human face. But if free, we may lay our home to waste. There's a fear down here we can't forget. Hasn't got a name just yet. Always awake, always around. Singing ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Watch as the ball revolves in the nighttime. Again the hunt begins, again the blood wind calls. Bye-bye again, the morning sun will rise. The darkness never goes from some men's eyes. Well, you know, strolls the sidewalks and it rolls the streets. Staking turf, dividing up the meat. Nightmare spook, piece of heat, you and me. Anyway they fall, guess who gets to pay the price? money green, don't throw it till you're gray. Selling guns instead of food today. So the kids, they dance and shake their bones, and the politicians are throwing stones. Say ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
The flesh is ink. History's page. His thoughts with carved in stone. We are here. We are it. We are on our own. On our own. On our own. On our own. We are on our own. On our own. We are on our own.
Ashes all fall down.
Sing ashes, ashes all fall down.
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 Yes, and ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Sing it, ashes, ashes all fall down.
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 Sing it, ashes, ashes all fall down.
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 Sing it, ashes, ashes all fall down.
Ashes, ashes all fall down.
Yes, and ashes, ashes all fall down.
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 Terrapin Moon live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out online at terrapinmoon.net or facebook.com/terrapinmoon. Links up to both of those sites on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, thank you so much for being here. It was
a
blast.
So thanks so much
thank
for having
you,
us.
Juliet.
Had a great time.
It's my pleasure. Check out Terrapin Moon coming to a festival near you, most likely this summer. All the links on how to connect with them and find out where they're going to be on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And if you're in Columbus Saturday night, go see them at the Dark Star after party at Ruby Tuesday. Right now, we're going to hear some music from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. This is from Give the People What They Want.